Joining me on the phone is a fellow pianist, very exciting, Jaden Isaac Zurko, getting ready for his performance April 28th in Aurora at the Trinity Anglican Church, presented by the Aurora Cultural Center. Good afternoon to you, Jaden. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Great to have you. Now, you grew up in BC. Funny, we just had a caller this morning from Squamish area, and you were born closer to the heart of the province, Salmon Arm, a beautiful lakeside town. And your career has really blossomed, many grand prize winning prizes to your name here. Tell us a little bit about your career and how it's blossomed from growing up in Salmon Arm, BC.
Well, I started studying piano with my father, who teaches piano privately and is also a public music school teacher. And then I went to Juilliard for my undergraduate degree and opted to return to my home province for my master's degree. And while studying at UBC with my current teacher, Dr. Corey Ham, I entered a number of competitions last year. The first one was in Hilton Head, South Carolina, and then the next two were in Spain, in Barcelona, and in a northern city called Santander. And from all three of those engagements, I've been fortunate enough to have a lot more performance opportunities. I've gotten to travel a lot more and improve myself as a performer.
Good for you. Congratulations. That's a terrific start. You're just in your early 20s. And I see Hilton Head also, International Piano Competition, Maria Canals. Great. Growing up in a musical home. How did that shape your musical journey?
Well, as a young kid, I definitely heard the piano being played a lot by my father's piano students. And so I think that sparked my initial interest. And my sister also played the piano. She's 2 years younger, and she ended up becoming very enthusiastic about dance. So it was an artistic household, not just a musical one.
Gotcha. Do you have any special rituals before these competitions to help you, you know, kind of get into that alpha zone, relax, and, you know, give it your best? I remember I had a friend who he was from Japan, and he did some Buddhist chants that would just relax him, you know, get him into a kind of more hypnotic state.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not sure if I have anything as particular as that. Generally, when I'm approaching a competition, I like to, of course, be as prepared as possible. And in terms of my frame of mind, I like to regard it primarily as a performance and as an opportunity to share my music. I find that dwelling too much on the nature of the competition and the rankings and the adjudications and the other competitors can kind of detract from the purely musical experience that it ought to be.
That's a great way to approach it. Right. So you feel your audience is really there with you, supporting your concert.
Yeah, I think so. I definitely have the audience in mind while I'm performing, and I definitely seek to translate the most compelling version of the music that I can to their for their enjoyment.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your program coming up here, April 28th, presented by the Aurora Cultural Center at the Trinity Anglican Church. Kind of a romantic things, romantic spin on things here. We've got Beethoven, Andante Favori, used in the Pride and Prejudice movie, among others. Many romantic favorites here. Chopin, Schumann, I guess, aside from the Ravel, it's quite a romantic program. What are you drawn to most in your repertoire?
Well, I think it's a lovely, as you say, it's very romantic focused, although it's a lovely cross-section of styles, I think, from that period. The Beethoven is very classical. It's a sort of middle period work that originally belonged to the famous Waldstein piano sonata.
Yes.
It's a very classical way to start. And then Ravel's selections from Miroir that I'm playing are very avant-garde for their time, and they had quite bewildered reactions from the contemporary audience.
Yeah.
And Scriabin, the sonata I'm playing by him, is also sort of a transitional work composed a few years before the Ravel. But he's also sort of pushing the boundaries of romanticism. And then, as you say, the Schumann and the Chopin are deeply romantic early 19th century or early to mid 19th century works.
Yeah, Noctuelle, one of my favorites from Ravel's Miroir, little moths dancing away on the keyboard.
Yeah.
Un barque sur l'océan also. Lots of swelling of ocean waves there, definitely. The Scriabin is very interesting because it was just the start of Scriabin's mystic period. So it's a shorter work. Yeah, post-romantic style. And you're ending with the big Schumann Sonata Number 1.
That's right.
Very dramatic. Yeah.
Yeah, I love Schumann. One could perhaps argue that he's not his musical style is not best suited to sonata form. He tends towards large compilations of miniature or shorter
right.
movements. You see that in Kreisleriana or Carnival. But I find that when he does limit himself to the sonata form, it produces just a fantastic, very imaginative, wandering sort of musical journey. The last movement in particular, it's very sectional. It has almost the character of a Kreisleriana or one of his novelettes. It just meanders
right.
through different sections. It really feels like a whole fantasy universe.
Very whimsical music, definitely. I think he wrote it for Clara and embedded mm-hmm. his two personalities, Eusebius Florestan, and it's a bulky one. It's a big work, as you mentioned. Very sectional,
yes.
filled
mm-hmm.
with grand emotions, yes. Well, good luck to you for this upcoming performance. We hope
Thank you
get
very
a,
much.
A great crowd here. You certainly deserve it. And good luck with your career. What's up ahead for you after this concert?
Well, I've got a number of performances in Europe over the summer. I'm playing in Essen in Germany, and then in Madrid shortly after. And I'll be presenting the premiere performance of a work composed for me by the wonderful Spanish composer Elisenda Fabrega. And then later in the summer, I have performances in Green Lake, Wisconsin, and in Biarritz, France. And finally, a performance at the beautiful Palau de la Música Catalana in Barcelona.
Beautiful. Well, I hope you get some beautiful vacation time out of those destinations as well. Great. Good luck to you, Jaden. Thanks for checking in with us here at the Jukebox. We wish you a full house there at your upcoming concert. To get more information, auroraculturalcenter.ca. That's your stop for tickets. April 28th, mark your calendar, 7:30 p.m. at the Trinity Anglican Church. I guess it's, where are you now? Are you in BC?
Yep, still in Vancouver.
Oh, okay. So it's still morning for you. Very, very
yeah.
early morning. Okay.
Yeah.
All the best.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome. Good luck. Bye for now.